Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is She Talk Live here on Free Talk Live. Wednesday nights, of course, is apparently going forward going to be ladies' night. We need to get a voiceover that actually says that, though. Instead of having him say Free Talk Live, just have him say She Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie, and Bonnie.
And, man, there are some weird stories out there today. Now, I don't follow the news that closely, especially on Wednesdays, as we talked about. I just left my other job and pretty much came straight here, ate, and then had to do a show, or got to do a show, rather. But from what I've heard so far, just from Chick-fil-A sauces being blamed on Joe Biden to some of this other stuff that you guys have brought in, it's a strange news day. And I think that's good. I think it's going to be a fun episode. Starting with this one of this guy who took a girl out on a Tinder date. Now, for those who don't know, Tinder is a dating app. It's really a hookup app. I didn't know very many people actually went on dates through Tinder, but evidently they do.
I had a boyfriend I met on Tinder.
And at some point, the dude decided it would be a great idea to describe himself as a Dogecoin millionaire. At which point, I'm not sure exactly how this all went down, but Bonnie, you have the story, and I want to hear it.
Okay, a lot of our listeners will think it's interesting to hear that this is coming out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, because it seems like a lot of our listeners are from New Mexico.
Well, there's a lot of crazy people out there in the desert, for sure.
Well, that goes for Utah, too. Jennifer Garcia, a 25-year-old woman, allegedly forced a 21-year-old Tinder date to ejaculate inside of her vaginal cavity in hopes of conceiving. Can we say that on the radio?
We just did, so I sure hope so.
A Tinder date that started
You can talk about these things as long as you use medical terms and you're not being crass about it.
Okay, yeah.
It's all about trying not to appeal to the lowest common denominator, and that was just a medically accurate way of describing it.
It's a very weird way to put it. I feel like I've never heard it that way. A Tinder date that started as a simple hookup ended up as a sperm robbery after...
I know I shouldn't laugh because this is actual rape, but...
It is bad. It is bad. It's just... They shouldn't say sperm robbery. It's going to make people laugh.
Yeah, that's a poor choice of words from whoever wrote this article.
It ended up as a sperm robbery after Tomas Martinez, a Dogecoin millionaire, showed Garcia his cryptocurrency wallet after engaging in sexual intercourse. What kind of, like, you know...
He wanted a second date, and he thought the best way to secure that would be to show her how... Why? If he's a millionaire, a Dogecoin millionaire, he's not going to be one long if he's carrying around all of those funds on a mobile wallet. That's stupid. Why didn't he put some of that in a cold storage or something like that?
Because he's excited about it, and he wants to show it off to his Tinder date.
Well, that seems to have been a poor decision on his part.
He has a Dogecoin millionaire. That might mean he knows nothing about cryptocurrency, and he just bought Dogecoin a while ago with his friends or something.
Very good point.
It says, Garcia then convinced Martinez to have unprotected sex with her, stating that the condom...
I'm sure that took a lot of convincing.
I know, convinced. Stating that the condom was irritating her skin, she told him to pull out if he is scared of getting her pregnant. And then this is in a quote. I think she knows that I was going to pull out any second because she told me to slow down and then reached for a pistol under her mattress, pointed it to my head, and told me to, I don't think I can say that word, inside her like God intended. God. Whoa. Oh my goodness.
So she's crazy in multiple ways.
Like God intended. Oh, my God. Okay. Tomas said he thought that she was joking until she showed that the gun was loaded. Showed him. Okay, this is almost starting to sound really unbelievable because, I mean,
yeah,
like...
if somebody puts a gun to your head and gives you a command, you don't generally think, laugh it off, right?
And show... Let me show you really fast that it's loaded. Then that gives you an opportunity to grab it. Also, like, how are you having sex and grabbing something under your mattress? But I don't know. It says, she told him she wants his baby and called him Dogecoin Poppy. This just sounded like a joke.
Okay, well, who wrote this? Is this The Onion?
No, it's NEA.
GlobalNEA.com.
I don't know anything about them, but I don't think we're going to find that they're a reputable website based on some of this.
Okay, I feel a little bad for having this article.
No, it's fine. It's still funny.
It says the top has like a menu. It says news, home, celebs. So it might be, you know, like one of those Global Inquirer magazines, but okay.
It's not sorry. Her Dogecoin Poppy is what she called him.
Yep. Referred to him as Dogecoin Poppy.
Is that, you know, common vernacular in the Southwest?
I have no idea.
To use poppy as...
Oh, well, that not necessarily wouldn't be. I mean, that might be. I mean, like, if I'm talking about, like, being in San Antonio, I know, you know, lots
saying
of sexually active guys. Yeah, I know lots of gay guys. It's not, like, uncommon thing.
Poppy?
It's just funny that they would say Dogecoin poppy. Well, in Spanish, like, daddy is poppy.
Okay.
So, it wouldn't be, like, completely impossible. It wouldn't be completely impossible, but it's just, well, like, during this type of a situation, is that really going to happen? I don't know.
I don't know that any of this would ever actually happen. The guy would have to be pretty stupid in the first place to show a random Tinder date how much money he has.
Even if it was just regular money, you wouldn't do that, right?
No, that's stupid. That's a good way to get robbed. I mean, she's likely got friends who have crowbars and stuff like that. All the IT security and passwords in the world won't protect you from a $4 wrench from the Home Depot.
Okay, well, a terrified Tomas said he was so scared that it took him 10 minutes to ejaculate with the gun on his head.
That part's believable.
I don't know that I could have done that.
Yeah, true.
With a gun to my head. I'd have been like, nope, I'm all set.
Oh, I don't know either. I went to the police station right away after she let me go, hoping they'll at least make her take a plan B or something. They held her for the night in custody, and I think their most significant concern was the gun, and apparently they dropped all charges because I was the one at her place. Whether she's pregnant or not, at this point, nobody knows at the moment. Tomas is hoping he will find a way of dodging the bullet if she had fallen pregnant on that day. I would say if this is all true, then if she ends up pregnant, he doesn't need to have any responsibility. Yeah, he decided to have sex to begin with.
Well,
but,
yeah, but she put a gun to his head and, like, tried to make him get her pregnant, so...
That was the entire story.
Strange world out there, but, I mean, it's good as a moral story, whether it's true or not. Don't go out on Tinder dates and then brag about how much money you have. That's stupid. I mean, you don't want to do this in any setting. You don't want to just run around talking about how much money you have because you can't trust everyone, and eventually someone's going to decide that they want it more than you.
Hmm. Maybe she found her jackpot. She was like, this is my millionaire, my poppy. And, you know, she's going to take care of her and her little baby.
Or maybe she's just going to have a baby and not have any dad to help her with it. Because, honestly, if I was New Mexico, I wouldn't rule, like, you have to help with this baby. I don't know.
I don't know what the state of New Mexico would do.
It's very interesting.
But I know a lot of states. I mean, he filed a police report, right? So he's on the record at least as saying that he didn't want to do this. And presumably the police found the gun and were concerned about it or whatever. So presumably his story is legally believable. But what will it matter if the girl says, no, that never happened. He chose to do that and I asked him not to, you know?
Oh, yeah, true.
His word against hers. And then who do you believe?
Yeah. And most states, I believe, would make him take responsibility for the baby. But, I mean, she also, that's one of the benefits of cryptocurrency is that, you know, if you are ordered by the court to take care of this baby, they know how much USD you have because you have it in bank accounts and stuff like that. But with cryptocurrency, unless you divulge that information, they don't know what wallet belongs to who. So the courts in New Mexico would have no way of knowing how much Dogecoin he actually has unless he told them, which he's stupid, so he might very well do exactly that.
Yeah, that's true. This NEA magazine apparently knows he's a millionaire, so, and it doesn't seem like
well,
she reported
that. Well, they know he claims
that.
To be.
Yeah, so he might have claimed it to them.
That would be additionally stupid on his part because it dropped his full name. I mean, But people are stupid. I've heard of dumber things than that. But generally, you don't want to go bragging to your random Tinder date about how much money you have. It's not going to end well. She's probably got friends, and they probably have enough money to buy a crowbar or something like that. What are your thoughts? Do you find this story even remotely believable? 603-283-6160, 283-613. What am I doing? It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, we don't have any updates about Ian, but the last I was told from my attorney, you know, that it looks promising. And I don't know how long this process will really take. I know that the prosecutors had until noon tomorrow to give their terms and conditions or whatever, and Ian's attorney had at the same time to submit his own. But presumably they're discussing, they're coming to an agreement, and my biggest concern is, you know, how long will it actually take for all of the paperwork to get done for Ian to put up the property they wanted or whatever? It seems like that would take more than a day or two, but I don't know.
Even if it takes 3 weeks, I'll be happy to know that he's getting out and not, you know.
Yeah, I'm happy to know that he's almost certainly going to be getting out at this point.
Yes.
It's an enormous relief to me. And I'm sure you as well, obviously. I'm sure everyone is enormously relieved, in fact. But let's go to the phones. We've got Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, my opinion is that they should let Ian and nobody out because they haven't physically harmed anyone. Matter of fact...
Well, I would obviously agree that they should both be let out, but nobody's issue at this time is his own mouth, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, there were some people, well, I don't even call them people, but I call them dirtbags over at the detention center in Manchester. Those people were granted bail, and they actually physically harmed kids.
Oh, yeah, you're right. In Manchester, I mean, not Manchester, are you talking about the ones in Massachusetts?
The ones that were in, all those individuals that were granted, you know, some kind of bail. I mean, that's disgusting. It's sick. But yes, they'll go ahead and they'll keep my friend Ian and my friend Nobody in jail for something that, you know, they didn't harm anybody. That's not the reason why I called. Well, the reason why I called was because, you know, not only is Bonnie my best friend, but still, and I ain't calling just to say that, but she's spot right on. There are women that are out there that will go ahead and they'll marry a man and then, you know, have 3 or 4 kids and then turn around and say, well, geez, I'm not comfortable with this marriage. But hey, by the way, you know, how are we going to work out with this child support? And hey, I need to, you know, this place here to, you know, for the children. You'll have to move out. Them kind of things do happen, you know, or if you, let's say you go out on a night in a town where, go have a couple of drinks at a local bar, and then maybe you might meet somebody, it might meet a gal, and then, you know, maybe you're going to have a couple of drinks, maybe those drinks are just orange juice or milk, and then you decide at the end of your, you know, at the end of the pod that maybe you decide to go over to her place. Or maybe she'll go over to your place and then do the wild thing and then turn around the next day. You raped me, she could say, because that's how it works in New Hampshire. Testimonial evidence by the victim is not required to be cooperated, which means that any man, woman, or child can sit on the stand and say, you raped me. Say you raped me. That's how it works in New Hampshire.
Wow, I never heard that.
I have never heard that either. That's certainly a larger issue that's, you know, going on with society today. I mean, Dave Chappelle did a skit about this, the love contract or whatever it was called, where people literally were signing contracts about what they were and were not consenting to. And honestly, it's almost prescient when you look back at it, because we are approaching that point where I have had people ask me, oh, will you sign this saying that you're consenting to this before?
Have you?
No, I told them to get the hell out of my house.
I thought you were going to go, yeah, I did.
I consented to the activity. I don't consent to sign your stupid sheet of paper.
Good for you.
That's true. Like, they could put anything on it later or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Rob, thank you so much for the call tonight. I'm not sure, you know, how many women out there are actually, like, seeking out rich men in order to marry them and have their children so that they can divorce them. I would speculate that most rich men are probably aware of that behavior and get prenuptial agreements because of it. But then you have things like the Dogecoin millionaire who...
Dogecoin poppy.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, like, it's not just women that exploit the system. It's men and women that exploit the system. And the real problem is the system.
Absolutely. You can't exploit a system that isn't there. So in other news, Bonnie, you found something that's really fascinating from Motherboard.com. Now, Motherboard, I believe, is a tech site, aren't they?
Aren't they part of Vice? I could be wrong. It says Motherboard Vice, but is that their, like, tech site or something?
I don't know, and I can't Google it to find out.
It is Vice, at least. Oh, yes, it's Tech by Vice. The title is People Aren't Addicted to Wearing Masks. They're traumatized.
And isn't Vice, like, hard left?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, like, the first any type of mainstream media thing I've seen that, like, seems to be almost criticizing the way that the lockdowns went last year.
Well, hopefully they're criticizing it.
Yeah, I haven't read it.
Yeah.
It says, there's a glaring omission from the discussion about why some can't quit pandemic behaviors.
Is it because the government insists that there is still a pandemic?
Right.
Because that seems like the first place to start. Oh, people can't stop their pandemic behaviors because they're taking their cues from a government that's telling them we're still in a pandemic.
Yes. I met a nurse the other day that came in without wearing a mask, and she was saying, like, the numbers are dropping. And I was wearing a mask because I was working, and she was just like, the numbers are dropping. I don't need to wear a mask. And she's a nurse, so.
Well, the numbers are certainly dropping. But, I mean, they were always going to as more people got COVID and as more people got vaccinated. Mm-hmm. The fact that the restrictions haven't been completely lifted is what blows my mind at this point.
Yeah.
It's like, what exactly are they waiting on before they let life return to normal?
Well, they don't want to stop it because they have so much more power in jails now.
They wouldn't let me do jury duty because I wouldn't wear a mask.
Really?
Yeah, I went yesterday, I think it was. What's it? Yeah, the 11th. And the guy was like, well, if you don't want to wear a mask, I can excuse you. And I said, no, I would like to do jury duty. And he said, well, do you have any idea how hard it is to find jurors right now with everything going on? I said, that's why I'm here. You know, and he said, I can reschedule you. And I said, well, when do you think that will be? And he said, 3 months. I bet we won't have to wear masks in 3 months.
3 months is so far away. And I mean, we're coming up on summertime here in New Hampshire.
Yep.
They're out of their minds that they think I'm doing this for the full summer. I mean, the mask mandates didn't even go into place here until after the summer of last year, and it wasn't too unbearable outside.
But the New Hampshire is no longer in place, right? It's per town?
Right. Yes, yeah. Keene so still Keene. Has their in place, and God only knows when Keene will get rid of theirs.
Ian told me that he heard a rumor that, like, Sununu was saying that soon in businesses in New Hampshire, it will just be a recommendation and not a law or whatever. Or, well, it was never a law, but...
As I understand it, he's already let the mask mandate expire.
I'm pretty sure that did happen.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's just Keene keeping, like, me wearing a mask in my...
It is absolutely the city of Keene. 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about these people traumatized by the pandemic. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The oil pipeline shut down over a cyber attack is up and running again. Colonial announcing the pipeline serving much of the South and East Coast restarted operations this afternoon, days after a ransomware attack on its network. The company saying it will take several days for the supply chain to return to normal. The shutdown has led to gas shortages and long lines at service stations across the East Coast. Gas prices for many Americans have also spiked because of the shutdown. A big inflation rise is leading many traders to decide to cash out their profits, sending the market spiraling. At the close, the Dow losing 681 points to fall to 33,587, the S&P losing 89 points to 4063, and the NASDAQ falling 357 points to 1331. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Tony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the violence in the region. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security.
President Biden said on Thursday to meet with congressional Republicans regarding his infrastructure plan. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. There is an issue with the archive from last night. Someone is looking into it for me. Evidently, it never uploaded to the website. Or, I mean, it did upload, but it never actually posted. So I repeated the process today. It completed just fine, but it still isn't available on the site. So someone is looking into that. But you know what? I just realized that's Joe Biden's fault. That's a result of Joe Biden's America.
Yep. Wait, you're right.
Yeah, because that never happened under Trump. It's got to be Joe Biden. I'm taking my cues from Fox News here, which is one of two news websites I'm allowed to look at. We're going to talk about that later. Evidently, Chick-fil-A is experiencing some sort of sauce shortage. I don't know, because I don't hate chicken, and that's what Chick-fil-A is. And someone, at least, is calling it Joe Biden's fault.
Texans are so addicted to Chick-fil-A. I told my gay friend, I was just like, you know they give money to, like, conversion therapy, right? I don't eat there. And he was just like, I don't care how other people spend their money. Just like, but you're giving them money to spend.
Yeah,
like their food.
I care how corporations and businesses are going to spend the money I give them. If they're going to use it on things like conversion therapy, I'd rather know that so I can shop at a business that won't do that.
Yeah,
but that's just me. And I've had Chick-fil-A before, being from the South. I don't see what the appeal is.
Me either.
Is there any in New Hampshire? Are there any here?
There's one in Nashville.
Yes, okay. You are correct.
And I wouldn't even care to go there because it's not much better than, like, chicken I can make myself. The only thing I'd say that's good is the Polynesian sauce, which is apparently out.
It's Biden's fault.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, he's Biden's president.
Fault. Yeah.
But before we get into that, we're talking about mask trauma and this story from Motherboard, which is owned by Vice, in fact, about how people are addicted or not addicted to the mask, to the pandemic response. They are, in fact, suffering from trauma.
Yes, it says that people aren't addicted to wearing masks, they're traumatized. There's a glaring omission from the discussion about why some can't quit pandemic behaviors, the mental and emotional toll of the last year. Around a month ago, Lauren Albanese went to the mall with her uncle and dad. It was the first time since the pandemic began that the 27-year-old from Staten Island had been around people outside her household. Wow. Well, that's insane.
That's terrifying.
Wow.
The first time in a year that she had been in contact with anyone other than those in her household.
And it said she just went to the mall, so she didn't go to the grocery store that whole time or anything. That's like psychotic behavior.
Yeah, it's no wonder she's traumatized. She's been living in isolation for the last year. That's literally torture, according to the Geneva Convention.
Wow. Says as they entered, Albanese froze. All the people around her seemed to move in slow motion. Her dad spoke to her, but she couldn't hear his words. She says, my body completely shut down, triggered by simply being around people. She said, I still feel like I don't have control over myself and how my body reacts after everything has happened. I used to live in a super small town for just 5 years, and then I moved to San Antonio, so I can almost relate. Like, I just felt like I lost social skills after only talking to, like, 150 people in a town for 5 years, and I moved back. But it quickly came back, but I kind of can relate. Like, going from a super small town to a big town, I was just like, wow, how did I forget how to, like, talk to people?
You know, I have a problem going from, not a problem, but I don't enjoy going from here to North Carolina because there's so many more people driving around, and I do not like traffic anymore. I'm like, this is not for me. I kind of get, like, not anxious, but it's, like, uncomfortable.
That's a fair point. I mean, I used to be comfortable enough to drive through New York City, and now I don't really want to drive down Main Street here in Keene.
Right.
Main Street in Keene sucks.
Yeah, that's true. I think it is a unique problem to Main Street in Keene. I mean, if it's not someone not paying attention, it's a pedestrian who's not paying attention who's going to walk in front of you. Plus, there's the weird roundabout that has the cut through and then the fire truck going the wrong freaking direction. And
oh, my God.
It's just not a fun place to be in Keene. I do everything I can to avoid driving on Main Street.
I hate roundabouts and...
I love them.
I hate them.
Ever since I saw, you know, how efficient they are, I've never sat in a roundabout nearly the length of time that I've sat at stop signs.
No, me neither.
Then I've just gotten unlucky because I was telling my boss this and also Ian, and both of them are like, no, you're wrong. Roundabouts are more efficient. It's proven they're more efficient. But
it
to me,
proven.
It seems less efficient because people who are yielding in front of me are just not going when they can go. And I'm just like, you need to go. And they aren't going. Yeah, sorry. I hate when people are yielding and they just don't go.
Now, have you noticed that there are people that are from New Hampshire or from New England? Or are they people like from Massachusetts or like where do you think they're from?
I haven't noticed, but I'm not from here, but I also drive pretty dangerously.
It took me a moment to learn how to get to use the roundabout because we didn't have them in North Carolina. But once I figured it out, I was like, this is great. This is great.
It took me a while to figure it out, too. Now that I figured out, it is better, but I would rather know exactly when my turn is and have the people in front of me know exactly when their turn is.
I have never gone to a four-way stop and actually had people go in the correct order.
Well, the correct order is, tell me.
It's whoever gets there first, and if you get there at the same time, it's the person on the right.
Perfect. Okay, I wanted to make sure.
But most people don't know that. They think if they came to a complete stop, then they must, therefore, be the next one to go.
Yep.
And that's how four-way stops actually function. You came to a complete stop, you're next. That's what everyone who drives in the South at these four-way stops seems to think.
That's what they do.
And that's why one of the reasons roundabouts are so much better. You don't have to worry about that. Is the way clear? Am I going to kill someone if I go now? Okay, then I'm going.
I feel like people don't do that, though. I don't know.
They absolutely do that.
It could be just because, like, I'm always, like, almost late to work, and I'm like, oh, you need to go right
out. My way.
I gave myself 8 minutes to get to work.
Maybe it's just a little road rage, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, I have road rage. I'm a really bad driver. I shouldn't be talking about this at all.
It could be that when you're one of the people who, I came to a complete stop, I must be next. In which case, you probably wouldn't notice.
Well, people... Everyone in Texas says San Antonio drivers are the worst, and that's like, yeah, I could see it. I'm probably just the worst.
No, there are some drivers from Massachusetts driving around Keene that are by far worse than you, I promise. Plus, Keene, no one in Keene is in a hurry to get anywhere.
I am.
I appreciate that. But you're the only one. Everyone else, they are constantly driving like it's just a Sunday afternoon, and they have nowhere to be and nothing important to do.
Maybe that's why I like Keene driving so much, because I'm just driving this daisy.
I drive in Eclipse, but I don't speed or anything like that, and I generally am not in a hurry to get somewhere because I always arrive early. So what does it matter if it takes me a few minutes longer? But It still drives me crazy seeing, you know, some old person or just some young person take like 4.5 minutes to make a right-hand turn because they're driving, they're idling.
Yes.
And holding the brakes while they're doing it. It's like, will you go? Please?
That's a very nice way of putting it. Will you go, please?
Well, I guess it's only been since I got a job. That is pretty true, because I used to just be like, well, la, 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 driving around Keene. And now I have to, you know, get to work. I'm always late.
Adulting.
But anyway, the Mythbusters did do an episode about roundabouts versus four-way stops, and it was pretty definitive that roundabouts get more people through faster.
I feel like the Mythbusters is the Joe Rogan of, like, the early 2000s. Like, it's what every man would bring up to, like, explain something, like, to prove their point to me. Because that's exactly what my boss did. He said the Mythbusters, and Anian too, I think. Yeah, everybody's saying it's proven fact. I don't know. I don't see it. It's annoying because you have to worry about people deciding when they can go instead of just seeing a light, you know?
I don't know. And regarding the Mythbusters, I mean, they did a really good show that was scientific content that was scientifically valid.
Mm.
So I think that's why a lot of people point to them. It made science interesting to people.
Mm.
And so a lot of people watched them until their budget got stupidly expensive because they were blowing up rocket cars and stuff like that, and Discovery couldn't pay them to continue doing it anymore. Predictable result is predictable. But I do like roundabouts, I will say. I hate red lights, but I like roundabouts. I wish we could replace just every intersection, just put a roundabout there.
Oh, my God. They're so stressful. Like, seriously,
they're not stressful. They're fun.
You just have to know how to use them.
Oh, my God. I hate them in neighborhoods. Like, they just stress me out when I see one coming up.
The only one that really stresses me out is the one between my house and Swansea. That's like the three-way roundabout that's way bigger than it needs to be.
Next to the post office?
I don't know. 603-283-6160. What are your thoughts? Roundabouts or four-way stops? 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can join the discussion, talk about whatever is on your mind, talk about roundabouts if you want. It's Free Talk Live, whatever's on your mind, really. But the clock is ticking. If you want to join us at ForkFest, June the 28th through July the 4th, barely 2 months away. No, barely 1 month away.
Yeah, that's just
over
a month.
It's more like 6 weeks at this point, yeah. So you better buy your tickets, or not your tickets, because there are no tickets. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, motel room, or RV site with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. As it stands, I imagine I will still be there. I expect Ian to be released, but I don't expect him to be allowed to go to ForkFest. Time will tell, but I suspect he's going to be under house arrest based on what the judge was saying.
I don't want to speculate, but I agree.
Well, I kind of have to plan.
Without speculating anyway.
Yeah, well, it's speculating, sure, because I haven't seen any of the
Maybe it will just be like a GPS, and they just need to know where he is. So if he tells them, hey, this is where I'm going to be at this campground, then maybe they'll allow it.
Well, during the hearing, the judge seemed to suggest that Ian would be allowed to leave for health reasons, for work, and for grocery shopping, I think was the other one.
Yeah.
Which sounds to me like house arrest more than GPS monitoring. But hey, who knows?
I don't care if he's on bed rest. I will take care of him.
I don't think they can limit him to one particular room in his house, but I mean, we'll hopefully find this out soon. They were required to submit all of their proposals by noon tomorrow, so hopefully we'll know sooner rather than later. But one way or the other, Free Talk Live will be at ForkFest. Whether it's me, whether it's Ian, or whether it's someone else, we'll be there. You got to come up and see us June the 28th through July the 4th. On that subject, I'm getting some new campaign signs made, where previously my campaign sign said, F the police. My new ones, RAF for Sheriff, my new ones are omitting the RAF for Sheriff part. Instead, it just says, Aria Demezzo, F the police, F the FBI too, bcrypto6.com.
I like it.
I will have those at ForkFest, hopefully. It doesn't take that long to order them and get them, so come check out one of those signs. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Bobby calling from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, we were wondering how many places in Keene after the raid can you still buy stuff with Bitcoin? And did they take all the ATM machines, you know, and is there any other places that will accept Bitcoin in Keene? And also the Matrix chat was wondering about, we were worried about Angie, and she don't want to talk about it, but her eye, and we were wondering what happened there.
Okay, I'll start with my eye. I have animals, and I was using a muck rake to muck hay with my three-year-old, and so she had her small muck rake, and she asked if we could switch, and this was Saturday evening, and I said, sure. And so I reached down, and I was mucking with her small muck rake, and she reached back with mine, and the corner at the end of my large metal muck rake caught me in the eye, and it was really big. But anyway, she told me very quickly, it's okay, it's okay. Just breathe, Mom. Just breathe. Aww. And so, you know, I wasn't upset, but it did hurt a little bit. But thank you for asking.
I was curious about it, but didn't want to ask in case it was something worse.
Yeah, no, we've been picking that when people ask me, I should be like, I can't talk about it. My husband, it's not a good idea.
In regard to the other questions that you asked, Bobby, they did not take all of the Bitcoin vending machines in Keene. There is at least still two, I believe, the one at Jake's Five Star and the one at Corner News. They were owned by different entities, so they were not taken. I don't know what the status of those entities are. I know the owners of one of them were visited that day by the FBI, but it doesn't appear that they confiscated any of their vending machines. As to what you can still buy with Bitcoin or cryptocurrency here in Keene, well, my hands-on experience with that since the raid is zero, but as I understand it, Local Burger may have stopped taking Bitcoin. It's unclear. And the manager wasn't there the last time I was there, because I could still do tech support and help them, you know, fix their tech issues, because this is a tech issue, mm-hmm. and I have a long history of being a tech person. But the manager wasn't there. I was just dealing with one of the waitresses there, and she didn't know. She hadn't heard anything or been told that they had stopped taking Bitcoin, so presumably the tablet that they use is just out of commission. Or they decided, irrespective of the raid, I was the only Keene resident still going to Local Burger at that point, because the rest had been kicked out for doing social Sundays. They're maskless, and they felt unwelcome, so they stopped going. I was the only one willing to put on a mask to go in there to buy food. I'm not sure that if I was a business owner, I would be willing to continue a routinely problematic payment method just for one customer.
Right.
So I suspect that may also have been at play, but someone just went to the dentist recently, and they used cryptocurrency there. I'm not aware of anyone that stopped taking cryptocurrency specifically because of the raid.
Everybody that I've went to who I have spent crypto with before the raid is still taking it, and I've heard about the dentist that a co-host went to the dentist and paid with crypto without an issue, so I don't think that there's an issue. I feel like I would definitely have heard about it.
I think it definitely would have reached me. I don't know. The only one that may be skittish about continuing to take Bitcoin would be Muhammad at the Indian place.
No, he was fine.
Okay. Well, I can't spend Bitcoin there, so the last time I was there, I was like, here's some dirty war money.
In fact, he went off on like a tangent about your boyfriend is such a good person and this is so wrong.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. I like him. So hopefully that answered all your questions. I feel like there was at least one more in there. But I don't recall exactly what it was, because he asked like five in very rapid succession. So hopefully we got to all of those. But we're talking about trauma now, and the reality that people, like this person they're describing, she went a full year without physical contact with anyone, not in her household. And her first reaction upon going to the mall was for her body to shut down. I would also argue that if you just spent a year effectively in isolation, maybe start with a smaller venue. Like
the gas station.
Start with something where you won't encounter massive crowds of people.
Yeah, the mall can already be like kind of like disorienting. So it says that she went to the mall and she said, I still feel like I don't have control over myself and how my body reacts after everything that's happened. Albanese, that's the woman's last name, tested positive for COVID-19 3 days after her grandmother died on April 8th, 2020. Not a day goes by when I don't think about the events that took place over a year ago. Visual memories flood her mind. The difficulty of picking up her grandmother's ashes due to crematory backlogs. Getting extremely sick. Oh, so there's so many people dying that she had to go, like, it was hard to go get her grandmother's ashes. That really sucks.
Yeah, it does, but I mean, it's not like they're going to expire. Or
she's already dead.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You may want your family's remains, but I mean, that's kind of macabre in the first place. I don't want the remains of my dead relatives.
I don't even have an opinion. Like, do I want to be buried? Do I want to be... I guess I should be thinking more of, like, my older boyfriend. Do I want him to be buried? Do I want his ashes? I don't know.
I don't care whether I'm buried or cremated or what, as long as they don't bother to embalm me, because that whole industry is just a scam.
I don't want my head frozen.
You won't decompose, right? If they embalm you, you won't decompose?
You will, but it's slower, and I don't remember the exact essay that I read about it, but it's stupid, and it's an obsolete industry. The only reason people still do it is because, oh, we've always done it.
You can be a mummy.
To me, cremation is the way to go. Or, it's just, I'm dead. What do I care?
Yeah, and they can just burn you with everything inside.
Yeah. I'm dead. I don't care what you do with my body because I'm dead and don't have any cares. Throw me in a ditch. I don't care.
That's what I told my kids. Dead. I said, I don't care what you do with me.
I guess it depends on what, like, your family or whatever wants to do.
In New Hampshire, can you bury your body on your property?
Oh, but you can?
Yeah, you're allowed to bury your family on your property.
That's awesome. I like that.
Why would it matter what my family wanted? It's my dead body.
You're dead. It doesn't matter. Too bad.
Okay, fair point.
Can't be embarrassed about it anymore. This says, visual memories flood her mind. Oh, yeah, the difficulty of picking up her grandmother's ashes, getting extremely sick herself while trying to grieve, the inability to have a funeral, her grandma's assisted living facility dumping all of her grandmother's possessions, including her grandfather's ashes, into boxes. Okay, that's not dumping, but I thought she was going to say into the trash, but...
No, that sounds like standard procedure. Oh, your grandmother died. Here's her stuff.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay.
We packed it up for you.
So traumatized. Anyway, when she left the hospital the day after her grandma died, she saw a line of people outside the hospital who weren't permitted to enter. They just wanted to be near the building that housed their loved ones, Albany said. That's sad. They didn't get to go in and see people die.
How old is this person?
It has
27.
Oh, 27. Yeah.
27, and the worst trauma she's ever experienced was some difficulty picking up her grandmother's ashes.
And her belongings.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.